This year, the world is commemorating the 500th anniversary of the death of Leonardo da Vinci. He was known as the Renaissance man because he so embodied that spirit of that age between the 14th and the 16th century of this age of discovery, this rediscovery of beauty in the arts and the beauty of humanity and the curiosity that he had to try to understand the wonder of nature. He was just overwhelmed with curiosity and reverence. That word Renaissance, it comes from a French word that means to be reborn or to rebirth. And it was an age, a new spirit, a rebirth began in Italy and made its way throughout Europe and touched people's lives and way of looking and discovering. This week in the readings, we hear this vision, really John's last vision in the book of Revelation, of the Renaissance in Christ, the rebirth, the reordering, the new order of the world now because Christ has come. It is a world that is now filled with Christ's presence. We have that image of heaven and earth now have become one in Christ. Earth is filled with glory. Earth is filled with heaven. And it's a matter of coming to recognize Christ's presence in everything. Because all now is filled with the presence of Christ. And it's a matter of coming to see it, if we can. And allow that presence to be born in us, that we might be able to live it. Today we hear in this reading from Acts of the Apostles, we hear about Paul and Barnabas. They return to Antioch. It says it was the place that commended them to go on mission. It was the place where Gentile Christians and Hellenistic Christians for the first time actually began to live with one another. It had never been done before, even in the young church. But in Antioch, Gentiles and Jews, slave and free, men and women who called themselves Christians began to live with one another in community. And we're told it's there in Antioch that they were first called Christians. Because it says, see how they love one another. And that vision of people who wouldn't naturally be together, finding a way to be in community together and loving one another and providing for the needs of all, especially those who are on the fringes, the most needy, that is the vision of church that inspired St. Paul. When he went there, he was a new Christian himself, this one who had persecuted the church, who had now come into faith. He was sent to Antioch to live amongst these Christians. And he became captivated by this image, this view of people from all over the world, all different backgrounds, loving one another and healing and forgiving and finding a way to build a community. He was captivated by that vision. And for him, this became the heart of what he called the good news. The good news of Jesus so compelled him that he had the courage and the passion to go off on mission with Barnabas, to begin sharing this vision, and to go all around the Mediterranean world to announce that in Christ, heaven and earth have become one, and God is dwelling amongst us, and God's love is reshaping the world. Despite what we see on the surface, the continual conflict, the continual brutality, the sinful lives, the selfish ways of looking, he says, the victory is given, and the vision is there for us if we're willing to receive it. And he says, the way into this vision is the love of Jesus. Jesus is the way into this vision. And so Jesus today says to his disciples, I give you a new commandment. They already heard the commandment of loving God with their whole heart and mind and soul. They had already heard the commandment to love the neighbor as themselves. Now Jesus gives them a new commandment. I command you to love others as I have loved you. And so for the disciples to remember all the ways that Jesus had loved them by calling them by name, had loved them by healing them and forgiving them, and leading them into opportunities to witness God's power, to be able to share in that kind of love, to forgive those that people thought couldn't be forgiven, to reach into people's lives and to begin to reconcile those places where there was division. Jesus' love is now commanded to us that we might love the way that Jesus loves. And that as we begin to love that way, we begin to see that vision come to be, heaven on earth. Eternal life is not something that comes at the end. It begins here. We begin to enter into this eternal life now. And it breaks out here and there, just like the blooms of this new life, this life of love, this life of forgiveness, this life that heals divisions, this life that reverences human nature, humanity, the glory of humanity, St. Irenaeus says, is a human being fully alive. St. Irenaeus also came from Antioch. This week, we're also marking the passing of another life, of a loving Christian life. His name is Jean Vignier. I don't know if you're familiar with Jean Vignier. He was a French-Canadian who early in his life had a profound experience of God in meeting disabled people. Through the help of a priest that he knew, he was introduced to disabled people living in institutions. And he said at first it repulsed him. But he says as he began to allow this to move in his life, he began to find this kind of acceptance of these people. And he eventually made the decision to invite two of them to live with him, these two disabled men. And he said it was there, living with them, coming to know and love one another in community. He said, I learned how to love. And I met Jesus more deeply. And it was that love, just in that little way, with those three men, that founded a movement that today is known as L'Arche, which has been multiplicated all around the world. Communities of able-bodied and disabled people living together, not one just helping the other, but mutually living and loving and serving one another. It's a vision of Christian life, a vision for the world. And we're invited to participate in that vision. You see, the Catholic faith is not just a religion. It's a worldview. It's a way of seeing the world, that God is present in everything and at all times. And as we gather around this table of the Lord's love, we're invited to be caught up in that love ourselves, that we might receive it in the body and the blood of Christ, his real presence among us, so that we might be consecrated in that love, so that we might go forth in that love and to enter into the love of Jesus. And as we begin to love anywhere, start anywhere, to love with Jesus' love, it will begin to open us up to that vision that God has for the world, where all things become new and the victory of Christ is made real. It's the Christian It's the Christian call, really, to be signs of that love. As it was for Paul in Antioch, so may we be signs of that love. May we be Christians so that people see us, they might say, see how they love one another, and that it might inspire that vision in more and more places. Let us be that sacrament of Christ's love, which we call the church.